BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。
And I'm Beth.
在本期节目中，我们要回答的问题是这样的。你好，我想问一下 end up, end in, end by, end with 之间的差别。查到都是以什么什么结束的意思，他们在用法上有什么不同吗？谢谢。
Thank you for sending us your question. These four phrases with end all have a similar meaning because they are all related to the final part of something.
是的，这四个短语都由单词 end 和一个介词构成，它们的含义也都与结束、结局有关。注意，介词后跟的成分非常重要，这也正是四个短语之间的区别所在。
Indeed, we're here to give you some examples and explanations. Let's look at end up.End up means to be in a particular state after something.
End up 的意思是最后处于什么什么的状态，得到什么什么的结果，用来说明某件事情的积极或消极结果。
End up is always followed by a verb in the ing form, like sleeping.
End up 必须接动词的 ing 形式，比如 end up sleeping, 睡着了。End up 还有一个用法，就是后面加 with 和名词 ,end up with something.听两个例句。
I missed the last bus and ended up sleeping at my friend's house. He thought the exam went badly, but he ended up with a good grade.
在第一个例句中，结果是我在朋友家留宿。I ended up sleeping at my friend's house. 在第二个例句中，结果是他的考试成绩很好。He ended up with a good grade.
Now let's look at end in.This is usually followed by a noun, and it very often refers to a negative outcome.
End in 后面通常接名词，指一个消极的结果，意思是以什么什么收场。比如，家长可能会对小孩说 "It'll all end in tears," 意思是你会因为自己的所作所为而以眼泪收场。听两个使用了短语 "end in" 的例句。
Don't push your brother. It'll all end in tears. The night ended in disappointment.They didn't win the prize.
End in plus a noun is also very common to show the results of a competition, for example, a football match.
End in 后加名词还能用来说明比赛结果。来听一个例句，例句中用 end in 描述了一场足球比赛的结果。
The football match ended in a draw.
下面我们来看一看 end by 和 end with. 这两个短语都可以用来表示事情的结束，但用法稍有不同。
End by can be followed by ing to show the action that people did as the final part.
End by 后可以接动名词，意思是以特定的行为或动作结束某件事情。在 end 和 by 之间还可以加上宾语 end something by doing something. 某人以某个行为结束某件事情。
We ended the night by singing to the music. They ended the party by dancing to their favorite song.
End with is usually followed by a noun, and it means a thing, often an action, that is the final part.
End with 后通常接名词，意思是在什么什么中结束，用来说明事物，通常是一个动作，是事情的最后一部分。比如 ,a party would end with fireworks. 一场聚会可能以烟花结束。来听两个例句。
The graduation ceremony ended with a huge round of applause from the graduates.The school year ended with a party.
我们来总结一下 end up 的意思是某人处于什么什么的最终状态，得到什么什么样的结果。End in 的意思是某事以什么什么收场，常用来描述事情的结局是负面的。End by 的意思是某人以某个行为或动作结束某事，而 end with 则表示事物通常是一个动作，是事情的最后一部分。此事在什么什么中结束。
Remember, if you have a question about the English language you'd like to ask us, please send us an email. Our email address is questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
你也可以通过微博向我们提问，我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。Bye everyone!
Bye!
BBC Learning English